Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know why this is on me to start, but okay. I'm not by myself. What's happening here? Okay, we have Sean.
I thought we were just doing the happy birthday Brian thing. I don't know.
No.
Bison! No, God, please, no! No!
All right.
Welcome to Mr. Fonseca.
I was looking for like a Ryan Rosillo opening monologue by you to like just set us off.
Yeah,
well, I'll say this. What do you think about the Michigan Wolverines?
Welcome to 30.
I'll say this.
My joints hurt, you know.
I'm 30 years old now. So thank you for that, everyone, for the birthday wishes. And even people mother effing me in the comments because apparently I'm the biggest Tyler Hero hater around. We'll get to him later.
Now John Zablanca exists.
I'm just gonna say this. Like, this is by the way, this floor is yours. Welcome. This is the NBA show, not a Heat show, an NBA show on Five Reasons Sports, where we're about to talk about Nick Saban retiring. So Sean, I'm kidding. We have Ja Morant on the docket. Honestly, the football show would probably be more interesting. We have Ja Morant injury on the docket. We have Tyler Hero, as I mentioned, and we have Steph Curry asking for changes.
Wholesale.
Yeah, which is, I think, where we should start. We'll get to Tyler Hero later because y'all going to be here for that. Steph Curry, what was the exact tweet, Timmy? Can you pull that up? Because I think with Draymond Green sort of in peril here and Golden State going sideways and the Western Conference being open and Golden State not being able to take advantage of it, I feel like this is something worth getting into as it relates to what I care about and what we all care about is trade season, because they could be trade partners with a whole bunch of different teams because of the young guys that they have that they're not utilizing to their ability. And on top of that, the trade deadline is on February 9th, which is a month away. So
Steph, Tim, do you have the tweet? I've copy basically what Steph was basically asked, you know, with a month left to go to the trade deadline, do you feel like the team needs to prove to the front office that we should stay together? And Curry said, and I quote, "It's pretty evident that if things stay the same, that's the definition of insanity, right? Keep doing the same thing, but expecting different results." That's the first time Curry has came out that blatantly saying something needs to be done. It's always has been, we are champs, we'll get it done. But the man basically said, definition of insanity, nothing is working, no rotation is working. You know, and I'm sadly, I call this maybe on our third or fourth episode, even though I'm a Bahamian homer, Clay is cooked. For some reason, Wiggins and Kuminga cannot coexist on the floor. Draymond seems to not be able to stop hitting people. And Chris Paul, I don't think he's lost a step. He is injured again. And also, the team is very small enough as it is. Like, you get super small putting Chris Paul on the floor with Curry and Wiggins at the four. So yeah, you know, all the rumors have been flying around. But there's one thing that I think people need to remember. Shams did say the Warriors do not want to take on salary. So you're not gonna see the Levine and the Murray. Think more the Siakams, you know. They paid almost $1 billion in luxury tax in the last three years. So they're not gonna do that if they break up the call.
Diego leaves a funny comment. He said the fans got nothing to cheer about. Sean, what is the most interesting thing to you about this?
Well, I think dynasties like that, they go down hard, and they're going through it right now. And I think Golden State, like Timmy has said, they have the opportunity to pivot, and it could be a short pivot. You know, they're not going to win the championship this year. They might make the playoffs. They might make the play-in. They might make a little noise. But I don't know what they do, but I don't think you can sit on your hands and do the loyalty thing and pat Clay and Draymond on their backs and say thank you for the good times. You need to sit down and have a conversation with them privately, and then you got to do what's best for you. And what that, in my opinion, is you find a way to get out of Draymond. You find a way to get out of Clay, especially if you know, Timmy is right about him wanting to get paid this summer. If you're not committing to do that, send him out. And if you're able to recoup some things, if you're able to get some value for guys like Kuminga and Moody, if you think that they're not it, do it now. Package them with those guys. I think Podzinski has shown that he is a better prospect for sure than Moody, and I think Moody is going to be value to somebody. But you can't just sit there and watch, you know, kind of that meme of, you know, everything's okay and the fire is all around the room. I mean, Manny can probably throw it up on the screen.
Manny has it.
that can't be your path. And it's not fair to Steph to do that either. So I think they're going to be active. They're going to find things. Chris Paul's the other one that you could move off of, but got to do something.
And like Sean said, Chris Paul is a super expiring. Like, you could get that guy and just wave him.
So this is where I want to go with Tony. Tony, I'm going to throw some contracts at you. Chris Paul is 30.8 this year, 30 million next year, not fully guaranteed. Draymond Green, 22, 24, 26, 27.7. So you got four more years of that. You have Jonathan Kuminga, who is 6 and 7.6. Both team options, he's going to ride that out and then maybe get an extension. We'll see what happens. Klay Thompson, who has been mentioned already, $43 million expiring. Good luck trying to find a suitor for that. And then you have Andrew Wiggins, 24, 26.2, 28.2. Player option, $30.1 million. And with that, oh, and Moses Moody, since we talked about him, 3.9, 5.8. Tony, what do you do with that? If you're looking at this roster up and down, because there's another scenario we could pivot to, but they're not going to do it. And I feel like it'd be the easier one, but they're not going to do it.
Not the trade Steph scenario.
All right. For hero Caleb and a first and the other.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's not even Steph, but I think because they're so tax screwed, wouldn't you entertain just blowing it up and starting from scratch altogether? Like, can you reasonably do that around Steph Curry now, just reshuffling these parts?
Yeah. And I think, first of all, they're paying tax no matter what. It's just not, there's no way out of it. They have too many guys, and I don't think you can move them all in one season. The clear one to me right now, look at this, and to Sean's point, I agree. I thought they should have moved Draymond last season. But now you have him under contract, and you're paying
surprised tax. They extended him too,
and he's a guy that honestly could play a bench role later in his career if he wanted to. He still gives you energy. That's what I love about Moody so much on their team, is that he comes in and he's a spark plug for them. But it has to start with Chris Paul. He's not filling the role you wanted him to. He's not providing the impact you want from the bench unit. The bench unit can barely find impact anywhere. They have to play with starters just to make it make sense. Like, when Kuminga plays with the starters, it actually looks really good. Him and Pods, and Pods being the initiator with the ball, I think that's the method. That's the method to me. You just play it out with Podzinski being your point guard, quote unquote. You let Steph continue to come off of Draymond screens, and they can run that split action all day if they want to. And they can get really traditional with a pick and roll set. And then figuring out what they want to do with Clay is the next move. I think Draymond's there to stay. I'm sure he's willing to sacrifice and do whatever he needs to do to be on that team. But it's Chris first and then Klay Thompson, and figure the rest of it out as you go. But they got to figure out a way to get Kuminga to stay on the floor in the closing minutes. I think if you're going to challenge Steve Kerr as a coach this year, that's been a huge one. I don't understand why that guy keeps getting pulled. Makes no freaking sense. He'll stabilize the entire team for two quarters in the end of a game, and then they just, he's out. Last 8 minutes. We won't see him.
I could just imagine Draymond Green with, like, the Knicks, Heat, or Lakers before the end of his career.
It wouldn't be the same. It would be terrible. It'd be watching Deadman.
Yeah, there's a lot here. And the Warriors also, like, they have too many teams that they have to leapfrog at this point. So they're 17-20. They're 12th in the West. We're going to get to the Tyler Hero stuff in a second because, man, y'all are fighting on social media.
We really
We got one comment here, Adam Gleason. Gleason or Glisson? Let me know in the comments. How true are the rumors about the Heat being in under DeJounte Murray? We'll get to that in a little bit. But the short answer is, we'll see. the Golden State Warriors are 17-20. The Jazz are ahead of them. The Rockets, the Lakers, the Suns, the Mavericks, the Pelicans, the Kings. Clippers, Nuggets, Thunder, Timberwolves. Like, there's just a lot there.
Yeah. Houston, they're realistically playing.
Like, they're only ahead of Memphis, Portland, and San Antonio. And Memphis, they're screwed now because Ja's out for the season.
That's actually a perfect segue to the next topic.
Yeah. Ja's out for the season. And Portland's not great. And then Spurs. And then Marcus Smart is also injured right now. And the Spurs and Blazers both suck. The Blazers are losing by infinity right now. What happened, Sean? What's going on?
I'd like to throw out a potential Draymond trade for you.
Oh, all God. Right. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Imagine a place where Draymond could go that would provide the most entertaining value for all of us. Not the people, not the team, but a place where he can get frustrated and provide entertainment for us. I'm sending Draymond and Wiggins to Philly.
Yeah.
Philly wants to win. They need to add people. They need talent. They need guys that experience winning. And look what Philly could send their expiring poo-poo platter of Marcus Morris, Nick Batum, Robert Covington, and Furkan Korkmaz. Korkmaz would
finally flirt. Please trade that man.
He's wanted to play basketball for like 5 years and hasn't had a chance. All those poo-poo expirings, and that makes the math go. You're just going to have to eat 4 years of tax in Philly. Are they willing to do it? You don't even give up basically any talent, and Golden State gets out of all those contracts. I don't know. You might have to add a first-round pick or something here or there, but I'm with it because when Embiid crawls into his little shell in the playoffs and Draymond jumps on his pod that night live from Broad Street, it's going to be great for everybody. You heard it here first on Floor Is Yours.
If this ever crosses Daryl Morey's radar, he's going to challenge you to a math duel. I don't think he's going to waste what they hope is going to be cap space on Draymond and Andrew Wiggins. But
yeah,
boy, that would be entertaining to see Draymond and
Joel Embiid teammates. If Morey went through all of this to blow his $74 million cap space on Draymond, P.U.
Clay for Barnes plus filler. Harrison Barnes?
I do think that Clay wants to stay in Cali. You know, it's... Dad grew him up in L.A. He played for Golden State his entire life. I think Clay wants to stay in the West Coast.
Van Lee comments, Knicks are nicking tonight.
Yes,
so
they
much
are.
Knicks glazing since New Year's.
I love it.
What I would say to you, Van Lee, is this. As long as Isaiah Hartenstein hits his overs, we're good. We're good.
Yes. Actually, yes.
Rebounding overs, right?
Rebounding overs.
Rebounding and PRA preferred, yes.
Let's go.
Okay, Pete. Manny points out that I'm wearing a Met. I'm from Queens, bro. Like, the Mets are my team. Like, that's my squad. That's the only squad I get emotional about.
Clay in Sacramento for a Kevin Herter swap and salary, ?
Harrison Barnes, yes. So
I don't know why I've never thought about that. I would love to see Clay on the Kings.
Yep.
Actually.
It's the one that makes sense to me.
I don't think the Kings are as close as people want them to be.
But they think they are.
That's why that's a beautiful counterpoint.
They think they are.
Seriously. Joel Hadar.
That's why they were so close to Siakam. If Siakam said he was going to sign an extension, he would have been a King from Friday night.
Yeah.
A deal was like this close. And then
Hartenstein Siakam first half fantasy. Sorry.
All right, we're going to get to just real quick on the injury front because we did bring up John Moran. So we've lost John Moran for the season. Marcus Smart is out for 6 weeks. Tyrese Halliburton's out.
minimum of 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, because he's going to get reevaluated at some point. You got Franz Wagner, who we'll see, but he's out for a bit with an ankle. And you have Cade Cunningham, who will be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days.
Yeah,
so it's like you just got injuries all over the place. And I bring that up to say, and also, by the way, Jimmy Butler, Yahoo Fantasy says might be Sunday or Monday that he.
Well, the weird thing is on Sunday, I'm pretty sure Jimmy is playing.
Okay. That would be nice to see that team get some rhythm. So
anything he's not playing on Monday, Brian, not to interrupt you. What did we already talk about? Where is he not going to play on Monday? In Brooklyn. That's why we're not going to the game. We're not wasting our money on Jamal Cain masterclass.
He'll play Sunday. And then Monday, Jamal Cain will be starting.
Isn't Monday MLK for you guys?
Right.
Yeah.
And
I really hope he doesn't set up that game. That'd suck.
Oh, there's going to be games on the afternoon that day. All right. So we're good on the injury front. I don't think we need to, unless somebody has something to add. Like, did you cry when the John Morant news broke? Because I almost did, because I have him on my fantasy team in our league, and I've been waiting on him, and he came back, and he was spectacular. And now he's gone, like South Park.
I just feel like he had one mission this season, which is to dunk on Wemby. And after that happened, he was like, okay, I'm good.
They had one opportunity to tank their way to a lottery pick, which was the best move they could have did. And they took it just in a very roundabout way. It's just the roundabout way to take it, but this works.
The most interesting thing to me is what happens to Marcus Smart now, who will now be injured through the trade deadline.
Yeah, but I say you got traded before, and I don't think anybody does that.
I think you have to flip him.
Well, no, he'd be back by like late February.
Yeah, but they suck.
You got to trade him.
They suck. I personally don't think you need to have Ja, Smart, and Bain. Like, the sense of this problem now, when you have five or six of your best players all at 6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
Mm-hmm. You have Ja, you have Desmond Bain. You have Jaren Jackson Jr. They're not going.
Did they end up cutting Lofton? Is Lofton still there?
Yes, Lofton is in Philly now.
He's in Philly. Okay, so I mean,
And they also cut Bismack. They got Bismack last night. Yeah,
so he's in Philly, which means Philly will get rid of him, and then the Heat will pick him up 2 years later, and he'll be as good as Haywood Highsmith is now.
Right.
Possibly.
Sean,
would you trade for Marcus Smart? If you were a contender, would you look to trade for him?
He's out how many weeks? Like 6 weeks, right?
That's basically 2 weeks after the deadline.
He'll be back in time for the playoff stretch. Like how, in the season. He has 3 years left on his deal, though.
They gave up two firsts for him.
He has 3 years left, two after this one. He has 18 or so million this year, 18.8, I believe is the number. Then it goes to 20 and then about 21, 22.
And he's one of those guys you think is like 34, but he's actually like 29.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. If I'm Memphis, I trade him. If I'm a contender, I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't know about those years. I just I feel like he's a guy that will continue to be good, but I think that by the end of that contract, it's going to be you're going to have regret.
He is who Pat Bev thinks he is.
We got some comments on this. Comments. I was going to say Timmy because someone commented Timmy. You know, Salas D, Marcus Smart stay hurt like the rest of our entire roster. Speaking on behalf of Heat fans, he is. Well, there's that. Joel Hidalgo, I like Smart for Lowry straight up. Oh, financially, I think you're about $10 million short. I don't think Memphis would. I mean, if you want to get off the years that badly, but that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Sean vehemently disagrees.
No.
Diego Torres, damaged goods, referring to Marcus Smart. I'm not going that far. And Van Lee says Smart is stuck. That injury is bad timing. He was playing well. Salas D asked me, what did I do on my birthday? I did get a haircut before. There will be a little bit of a party this weekend over here. But as far as what I did, I just legit just chilled, played video games, and I went out to dinner. It was great. All right, let's get into Tyler Hero. So the most polarizing player. Tony has a drink. All I'm gonna say is this. Like there was one sequence that I was like, oh, that's not great. But you know, I don't think much has changed. I think people who love Tyler Hero love him. People who hate Tyler Hero hate him. People who are whatever on him are going to be whatever on him.
Very mad.
Yeah, like, it you know, and for me, the whole thing is just like, we'll see in the playoffs. Like, that's kind of where I'm at with this at this point. Exactly. Like, we'll see in the playoffs. Like, he didn't get the chance to prove it last year because he broke his hand immediately. And we were kind of looking to see, oh, maybe he's going to do something in the playoffs. And this year, it's like, you know, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Literally, it's a seesaw the last few games. And I just think, you know, we are where we are. And that's really it, you know? I think people who hate him, people who don't, and it is what it is.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well, and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tony, this is your boy. Defend him.
I'm tired of defending him. Look, the defense.
Is he not giving you reasons? Is he not giving you reasons? Okay.
Yeah, the reasons. Yeah, when he was not out there, and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo were trying to make offense happen by themselves, and we were losing games by 4 points, he was desperately needed. And now that he's out there, and the other highest minute getters are Nikola Jovic, Bam Adebayo, Jaime Jaquez, and Haywood Highsmith, I think to myself, man, Jimmy Butler is really needed. This is a playoff constructed team. He is the third best player on this basketball team that is a contender, and I dare you to find me one team whose third best player isn't in trade rumors or can't be upgraded or isn't doing what a team would want him to do. This is the discourse about everybody's guy, who's the irrational shooter, the spacer for the starting unit, the dude who can run maybe some second unit offense. Everybody thinks he should just be a second unit guy. At the end of the day, you're not going to get the Tyler Hero context until you get to the destination where Tyler Hero has a chance to actually thrive, which is with a healthy roster, with defenders around him, and ideally with another fucking shooter showing up in the goddamn game that's not Haywood Highsmith, because he didn't get any respect towards the end of the match, even though he hit 5 threes. They didn't care about him shooting. They let him keep shooting. And Duncan gave them nothing from a spacing standpoint last night. So he got doubled the entire game. And he had to play high usage. And you know what? It doesn't look good because he's not that guy. But he is the third best guy. And when he has the third or fourth best defender, shit looks kind of okay. And he's necessary for the construction. You know what I said at halftime when we had 69 points to my girlfriend? I think we're going to lose this one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nice.
No. Shut up, though. That's a good one. If I had the amount of wine I had today prepping for this pod, maybe I would have.
I feel bad because Tony, that was great. I thought you made excellent points.
Good content.
I thought you made excellent points. I have one follow-up question. Yeah. One follow-up question. Do you feel like he could afford to be as inefficient as he's been on twos in particular while not getting to the rim enough? Because I don't think he's getting to the rim enough again. Whoever's fault that is, spacing, whatever, but like that, the results are the results.
I don't think
something that can improve.
It can. I mean, you can look at his game all up and down. He's got spaces to improve everywhere. I don't think it matters if Jimmy's getting to the rim. I don't think it matters if he's creating foul opportunities for your team. I don't think it matters.
So it goes back to needing to see the team.
You need all of them. This construction is not good enough to win when people don't play against good teams. You need all of them. They're doing a system thing. They're doing a plan of attack. You score 69 points and a half. That's not the way the Heat win games. They weren't built to do that, and they weren't built to make innuendos.
Sean, let me throw this at you. The comments are funny. Sean, let me throw this at you. Just where are you at with this? And two, I'll get to two as a follow-up in a second. But one, where are you at with this?
So as Tony said, I saw it in the comments also. Tyler's just not a number one. And I was just on playback with Ethan talking about the same exact question. This is not who he is. You know, he can go be Jordan Poole on the Wizards, and he'll put up and down stats and whatever. He'd be good on fantasy, not for your field goal percentage, but he would be, you know, he can do that. But he'd on be a good team, he is a two or a three or maybe a four if you're really, really good. And that's okay. But like Tony said, this team is built to be whole with Jimmy out there to defend, to create that rim pressure. Tyler's shooting 50% of his shots in the mid-range. People want to call him Duncan, catch and shoot, this and that. That's not true. It's literally just not factually true. He can't be Duncan. Duncan is elite at what he does. He gets to the mid-range. Some people don't like that short mid-range, that little floater. I mean, to say he's a four or a five or a six – the guy's scoring 25 points a game. Like, let's relax. But when he's elevated into that spot where he has to be the number one, it's also, in my opinion, it's an indictment on Bam. Bam's not going to be the number one either. So you're elevating everyone's role up at least one, you know, kind of step in the ladder, and those guys aren't built to do that. It shows you how important Jimmy is, which is also part of your long-term build. And even when Jaime steps up, then, you know, like it's Haywood stepped up. Duncan wasn't good last night. You're missing other guys. It makes you question the pieces, but you also have to keep in mind that that's a really good team on the other side of you last night. And about getting to the rim, and then I'll let you, if you're going to do your second question, maybe I rambled on too much, but getting to the rim last night, you had big-ass Chet waiting for you. I don't know if anybody's ever seen big-ass Chet in person. I was sitting at Aria and Summer League in Vegas at a blackjack table, and Chet walked past me, and Chet was having a good time. I was having a good time too, but he is a big dude, man. I'm not going to the rim on him. Like, he is a large athletic freak. So to get mad about last night, why didn't he shoot more shots at the rim? Why didn't he get more free throw? Shoot, because he's not going to get that shot up on Chet. It's a turnover. It's a missed shot on the scoreboard, but it's a turnover. So I'm not too upset about it, but, and I know you want to say be patient, but when are we ever going to be healthy? You know, is it ever going to happen?
I want to throw this to Timmy in a second. Let me point out a couple of things. One, speaking of Chet, him and the Oklahoma City Thunder are currently live minus 58 and a half against the Portland Trailblazers. So if you want them to cover the 60, you could bet that right now because they're busting Portland's ass 129-70. And also, we got a couple funny comments. Let me shout a couple out. We actually have one on screen right now. Can we put that back up? Actually, Thomas Osborne's comment. He is a three with a three-level scoring superstar. And by three, I assume you mean like third option, not a small forward, because that's how we've been talking about this. So thank you, Thomas. Three with a three-level scoring superstar, number one. And Jimmy isn't that. So it comes back to roster construction. I mean, this is why Damian Lillard, speaking of Portland, would have made a lot of sense. Timmy, it just feels like to me
that reality, buddy.
Yeah, this to me, this is just, and then we have some other comments. Anthony says, not one, not two, not three. Well done. Diego Torres says is 3-4, which is kind of where I'm at. But I think this is where, Timmy, I want to throw this to you. Like, this is kind of why they need to add another maybe shot creator at the deadline or something along those lines. Is this, if this is a roster construction thing,
almost as if you can't just trade the only shot creator you have to get another shot creator because it creates the same problem. Maybe.
Well, there is one shot creator you could trade.
And I would. If you're talking about the old guy. Larry.
Oh, that's not who I was talking about.
I think you're talking about Caleb. I'm like, he can go.
I definitely think there's too much duplication on this roster.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you're playing Triple J, basically the Mexican Jimmy, Josh is going to get some minutes.
I'm glad you threw Jimmy at the end of that. He's a Mexican Jimmy. Sentence was going to end right there.
No. Of course not.
It would have been a fact that way, you know.
No. You basically have Jimmy and Mexican Jimmy. That's if healthy, you have both sides. You have the American and Mexican Jimmy. You're going to play Josh. You're going to get Eternal's favorite player, who is not a point guard, playing some minutes.
Kevin Love. Jovic, yes.
I definitely think you're not gonna pay Caleb.
I don't think so either.
Shout out to Royal. You can't trade your
who's been fighting for his life today, by the way.
you cannot trade your shot creator unless you get a much better one. And I think there are levers, there are ways for you to add another player to this team. And like Brian and Tony have suggested, you trade Caleb. But before I just there's something I mean Brian has talked about last summer. I wanted to ask Tony and Sean. I personally would have traded Tyler Hero for OG. And forever it's worth, the Knicks are like 5-0. They're now like have the highest plus minus ever created. And it's gonna tail off. I just want to know, Sean and Tony.
They'll probably be 5-1 after tonight, by the way. I'm losing by 14. Oh,
they're getting blown to smithereens. But you guys have done that, Hero. And I mean, Hero for OG and someone else. A la RJ and quickly type of deal.
I mean, if I'm looking back at it.
Tony's going to say no because of the shot creation.
I mean, but when, you added in a couple other players there at the end, and now we can talk about it.
Yeah, it would be OG and the God, I guess.
Gary Trent.
Yeah, KTJ. Basically, it would have been OG and Gary Trent for Hero.
They're not. But the thing is, they're not. I'm at a point where I don't think. I think Tyler's surviving this trade deadline too. Shout out to
y'all. Don't ever let Sean talk on this show, man.
He's coming for your title. Like he's just surviving. But go ahead, Sean.
I compared him on playback a little bit ago with Ethan to the cockroach. You know, like after the atomic bomb, he just crawls right back out. He's like, "What the fuck happened?" Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm joking. No, but you know what? If I look back at that, if you're getting those two guys, because Trent Jr. gives you kind of that six-man shot creator type, that
irrational confidence.
Yeah. I think you would do it. That would have been in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you look back at it, you probably do that. Obviously, post, you know, not getting Dame and et cetera. There's just so many different ways that we can go, you know, in terms of trade. Like, they're not going to punt on the season, don't get me wrong, but like, you got to start thinking about how do you want to assemble this moving forward, especially considering Jaime. I think that's the piece has changed the trajectory.
That's actually why I have optimism this season. Like, that boy, good.
And to the point about Caleb, I actually don't think it's Jaime. I think it's Highsmith is the one that makes Caleb more expendable now. Even though Jaime is part of that, and even though Jovic may be part of that consideration.
I think he is too. I was going to say that.
I think it's mostly Highsmith because you know when it boils down to things, Spo's going to lean defense, and that's what Haywood's going to provide.
Yep.
We know we had Eastern Conference Caleb, but Eastern Conference Caleb is sitting on the bench a lot in street clothes. So I think you try to get out of him knowing you're not going to sign him.
Would you rather pay Haywood Highsmith an extension for less than for half of what Caleb is going to get?
Yes.
I don't think they're going to, like, there's a chance they don't extend him either, but I feel like it's more likely you extend Haywood Highsmith.
No, I think I would do that without blinking, like immediately.
So okay, so because here's where I'm getting at with this roster in particular before we wrap up. And it's like you have a lot of wings and you barely have any shot creators. This is the imbalance that we're talking about here, right? So Jaime Jaquez, he's a stud, right? He's a top three rookie, whatever. He's a wing. You have Duncan Robinson, who's in the wing spot. He's obviously your shooter. He, you know, tailed off a little bit, but like we know what Duncan Robinson does, and we know that he's a better version of who he has been, right? So we have that. We have Jimmy Butler, who is obviously like a supreme, one of the best wings in the league when he plays. He just hasn't really played that much. There's Haywood Highsmith. We know what he does defensively. And you still have Josh Richardson, who I didn't mention, who is on the roster, right? Like, you have all these dudes, and I'm kind of looking at Caleb Martin, and it's like, you're the one that's in line for the big contract now, because Haywood Highsmith is not going to get a big contract, even if he gets an extension. So this is why I think you need to use Caleb, unfortunately, to get a guard. Lowry's expiring, but like, he's kind of not been bad this year. I mean, he hasn't been awesome, but like, he's been okay. But you clearly need somebody else there. They're trying out with RJ Hampton. I think that's more of a long-term thing. I don't think that's a this year thing. Like, Caleb wasn't Caleb right away. The next year is when he really popped. And I think that's where we're at right now. So Caleb Martin, I mean, he's kind of the one, even after that Eastern Conference Finals, he's somebody who I think they're gonna have to look and see what their options are.
He is basically the culture player that leaves. You know, every summer there's been a culture player that breaks hearts, then leaves, then he don't really care because they have replacement in the tuck. And I think Heat fans need to start thinking of it as the norm instead of a fluke. Like, we could let the world think it's a fluke, but you guys watch this year after year after year. You cannot believe in the Spogoat. I believe in all this culture, but then have a aneurysm every time they let somebody go. Like you're giving yourself hard problems.
Can we throw up a bunch of comments before we get out of here? There's apparently some funny ones because y'all were laughing. What happened, Sean?
No, I was giving Timmy a hard time. I said his new nickname is Freeze Pop. He was assisting somebody opening a Freeze Pop.
That was an expert dab maneuver. I recognize it very well.
I didn't even notice it. Ernesto Castellano says, let Lowry expire and you could re-sign everyone. I don't think that's how
someone said that yesterday, and I don't know if that really moves me needle. If you let Lowry expire, you can keep Caleb and you could just sign a mid-level PG. But these guys who...
Second apron.
Who basically, one, and then two, of those guys who really move the needle are not going to settle for like $8-9 million. You don't get a Tyus, you don't get these type of guys for $8-9 million. So just letting Lowry expire, you're still capping yourself both ways, capping yourself in talent and in the cap. If you let Lowry expire, you throw away a huge lever and getting a talent upgrade, in my opinion.
You got the same players, much, much cheaper, that do the same thing for the roster and the half-court offense with the starting lineup. So
send Kyle to Philly in that trade, too. It's three-team now. We're bringing Tobias to Miami. We're building that trade out. This is really good. I really like
Tobias it. Over me? Over me?
They can have that conversation every day on the basketball court.
Tobias and Mo Bamba for Eternal.
Jess the Blessed says, Terry for Kalo, a first and a second. Then Hero for Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith, and one first and one swap. This is some trade machine shit.
First and a second.
There's a lot going on there, but thank you for the comment.
Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon cannot pass a physical. He's failed two physicals in the last 2 years. I'm sorry. I like rookie. I like that guy. He's a very adept speaker. He was a rookie of the year, but he cannot pass a physical. Between the elbow and the
Drew Smith can't get onto a basketball court. So, I mean, what, you know.
Rafael Ramirez is Donovan Mitchell with a couple hundred emojis.
What that boy did in France today?
I have him on one of my fantasy teams. I was very happy with his work. Yes.
The French haven't seen a victory that dominating since, you know what?
The World Cup. No, actually, they lost to Argentina. They made it to the finals, though. Yeah, that sucks.
Adios, Bryant.
Got him.
Oh, man.
Manny, throw up some more comments. Let's keep it going. We don't need Bryant. We have enough. We have enough. Caruso, or is he too expensive? Too many think the market price is too expensive for Caruso. I'm not paying that much for Elmer Fudd.
That's the minimum two firsts. Nope.
Yeah. Go give me Tyus Jones. Brian, I'm passing the ball back up to you. You can reverse it however you want.
My prediction is that they just play out. They probably do something small, and then they play out the season. And then next summer, it'll be like, okay, what happens with Tyler Hero unless he balls out in the playoffs? Which
heard that before.
We'll see. Yeah.
Reggie Bullock as a buyout is going to be great. I need you guys.
Reggie Bullock, PJ Tucker might get bought out at this
Before we go, I just like to say I do think Murray will be the best player traded at the deadline after all the fireworks.
DeJounte?
I think he would be the, like, out of all the players, he would be the best traded.
That's by the way,
Pascal Siakam might have a word.
Here's the only thing I want to say about that real quick. Everyone seems to be a seller. Everybody's selling. Everyone seems to be a buyer, and there's no sellers.
Yeah.
So every year we do this, we're like, oh my God, this player. Somebody has to buy him.
Well,
somebody has to sell those players. I just don't see where.
I think the Nets are going to be
a lot of movement.
Here's what I was going to say, Tony. There's a lot of teams. There's a lot of teams that are trying to reshuffle.
Yes,
I think Golden State wants to reimagine their roster. Golden State wants to reimagine their roster. Brooklyn, to some degree, wants to reimagine like some parts of their roster. I don't think it's McHale. I don't think we'll see with Nick Claxton because there's a contract situation there. But I think they'll figure that one out because Nick Claxton is actually pretty good. And then, you know, yes, people are going to try to raid the Pistons. There's Monty Morris. There's Bogdanovich. There's James Wiseman, if you're interested in him.
Joe Harris.
The Raptors are probably going to do something
else. But even
else.
The Pistons, really quick, why? What do they have to gain? Unless it's first-round picks, but do you feel like any of those guys are...
That.
Well, basically, you've won, like, what, two games in 3 months? You have to do something.
It's working! No, it's working! The plan is working!
I know it's... But you know what, though? There's also the other side of, like, hey, Cade is somebody, and how do you make life easier for him? They're doing everything in their power to make life harder for that dude if you watch them play. So are they a Zach LaVine team? That's another name that we haven't talked about. Like, I don't know what happens with Zach LaVine, but I said it before. I was like, that's one of the most overrated players in the league, and his contract is terrible, and I don't know why people are talking about throwing the house for Zach LaVine. It's not happening.
I wouldn't want Zach LaVine on my Wednesday men's league. I wouldn't want him on my team.
All right. Hey,
Sean, they hate Tyler's decision making.
I wouldn't see Tyler on my team either.
Just wait.
I like to shoot the ball, so I'm just.
Julber Pajares says, "Are the Heat going to re-sign Jimmy? They don't need to. He's got 3 more years, and he also says Dennis Schroeder. I really like Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder would actually like." If you want to talk about, I think Dennis Schroeder should go to a good team that wants to compete because I think that dude is like, he can be pretty dynamic coming off the bench. Ernesto says, with new CBA teams, there will be sellers. Teams want to get off long-term money, which brings us to Zach LaVine, Yeah, I mean, there's Zach LaVine. I wonder if that affects anything with Memphis and Marcus Smart, as we talked about earlier. The Knicks got off RJ Barrett. And they're going to re-sign OG Anunoby. So there's that. Like, there's a lot of shit going on there.
Also, I think to OG, I think expirings, guys that they can extend at new salary numbers that are more friendly to second apron, you know, implications, that stuff's going to go. You're going to see a lot more of that. So expiring dudes might be really valuable right now.
But not Caleb Martin because there's duplication there.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers.
just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.